If you enjoy the Three Rivers Academy, please click the link below to donate to the MetaHumans Rising GoFundMe campaign. Thanks.
How Stock Productions presents The Three Rivers Academy, a MetaHumans Rising actual play. Featuring Ariana Corazon de Sousa, a brash Brazilian heiress and perfect body, played by Archie. Steve Reflection Moore, a young shapeshifter who has lost his home due to his powers, and played by Julian. Mina Sherdell, a young girl adjusting to the snakes that have begun to replace her hair, played by Krista. Soren Quicksteel Stahl, inheritor of the legendary blade Tearfang and the curse that follows it, played by Mike. Welcome to Three Rivers.
In our last session, the students recovered from a very vigorous dodgeball game, explored what self-defense means with Professor White. In order to make friends, Mina offered to throw a party the next day, Friday, after school in the desert. After asking her friends for help, this escalated into a small get-together to a rallying of the school. Worried that someone might try to sneak some alcohol into the party, Mina asked that Mr. MacArthur supervise, and he even agreed to pick up the pizzas for the group. So I'm going to start here. It is Friday after class. Is there anything anyone wants to do before we get to this party?
The only thing I had Ariana doing was practicing, so she doesn't want to make an ass of herself in front of her since it's been a while since she performed in public.
And she's playing the keyboard?
Huh? She's playing the keyboard, yeah. That and getting the perfect outfit for the party.
Okay. I don't know. I guess I say I'm out there trying to get set up for whatever I need to set up.
All right. You find this location that, thanks to Dr. Aldridge's help, you know isn't likely to have any snakes nesting there or any other habitating wildlife. You have kind of a few ridges so that you can set up a sound system and echo down into this open area and get some really good acoustics off of your iPod docking station. Sweet. Let's have everyone describe what they're wearing to the party.
Well, that's easy for Soren. Same thing he wears all the time. Jeans that are probably a little on the dirty side with a few rips. Plain t-shirt, other than the Ali's runes inscribed on them, and his sword.
Those runes inscribed in blood on you?
No, they are drawn onto the shirts. They don't require blood.
That's just when he heals, right?
The medium he uses directly affects what magic he does.
Well, I guess Mina's wearing a kind of cocktail dress with I might as well just say tutu, because if I say crinoline, everyone's going to go, what? Kind of like a tutu skirt that's very big and, like, coffee-colored, because her skin tone matches her skin tone a little, I guess. And then she has on, say, like, a gold glitter, like, hoodie.
So it's like...
It's a fashion hoodie.
Is it, like, the same kind of tan, but like a gold trim on it?
No, it's like the dress itself is like a short sleeved, like scoop neck. No clue what I'm talking about, huh? Short sleeved, scoop neck, kind of tannish colored dress. And then she has a jacket on over it that's kind of three quarter length sleeved.
Uh-huh.
And it's just kind of gently, it's a golden color with like little sparklies on it.
Okay.
And then it does have a hood.
And is it a three-quarter length sleeve? Is it like a bolero jacket that just goes past her?
Yes, it's cropped. And it's zipped up a little for modesty.
How about Reflection?
Same thing always wears.
Tracksuit?
Yep.
Way to dress up, guys.
He doesn't have anything to dress up in.
We're men. We don't need to dress up to go to a party.
All right, so I'll have to get to Ariana then.
I got matching gold chucks.
Ariana is going to be dressed up in a long sleeve dark gray tunic dress with matching gray leggings and knee-high boots, knee-high black boots, with the nice cute little buckle on the side.
Oh, I would
and like... they only cost her $200.
The boots?
US. Yeah, with a nice gold chain.
And I went like super teen. Ariana went like very mature.
I think Ariana actually has like fashion design as one of her talents.
Yes. Haute couture.
Sorry, one last thing. I'd like to point out that when when you have Tierfang at your side, you already have the most important accessory you need.
You are fucking fired.
Sword that wants to kill everybody?
Well, you know, that and it's also, you know, probably more expensive than anything anyone owns at the school.
And just to be clear, while you're carrying your sword, are you also going to stand in the corner and pretend to be too cool to hang out?
Well, of course.
So, MacArthur gets to the designated party site, and he's brought, like, 6 pizzas. There's 1 cheese pizza, and then, like, 5 veggie pizzas with different veggies on them, with no cheese. And, like, 2 with no sauce. It's just veggies on bread.
That sounds good to me.
Just dead silence from you guys.
That sounds really good to me.
Well, that's the food you have for your party, guys.
Sorry. Can we say that I brought... Like, I have, like, an allotted amount of money, like, an allowance for my parents, right?
Sure.
But I have no way to get anything, do I?
Yeah, you gotta go into Phoenix to buy something.
And nobody has a... Do any of the students drive?
Oh, I could drive.
Right. Well, technically, Ariana owns a car.
Damn. I wasted this time, sorry. Try and see if somebody could bring chips with soda.
Well, I'm sure you get chips and soda from the calf.
Oh, I can just take the food in the cafeteria?
No, yeah. I didn't say you could. I mean, we could, I suppose. Maybe if we make arrangements to pay them back and whatnot, we probably get away with it.
No. Vending machines.
Vending?
Like cans of soda and, like, bags of chips.
That would be expensive. So what you doing, Ariana?
I don't know. You're talking to me. I'm practicing.
Do we have cell phones?
I know I do. I don't know about you peasants.
Well, I should have a cell phone. What? It's 2010.
10.
Yeah, we should all have cell phones. Except for Freaky Deaky Soren over here.
Yeah, I don't think Soren has a cell phone.
Probably not.
If Reflection has a cell phone and he touches it, is he turned into a cell phone?
It doesn't work.
I do. I say I call Ariana and ask her to go to the cafeteria and get some food, and it took me far too long to decide to do that.
It's 30 minutes before the party starts. Ariana is, like, heading out the door with her keyboard in a case.
And apparently a bunch of chips, which I will go ahead and deal with her appropriately and order me about, peasant.
I asked nicely.
Yeah, you asked nicely after I was...
I love you, Rumi.
Pops just keeps a comment to herself.
Could this be the first year Ariana requests a room change?
No, because then I have to move my damn bed.
We all know how that went last time.
I could help.
All right, so you are going to make the pit stop at the cafeteria?
Yeah, I'll make the pit stop.
All right, so you'll be a little bit late to the party.
Thank you.
Break down how this starts. When do people start arriving? How many people start arriving?
9 until question mark. So like 10:30. No, I suppose people start showing up. Like I'd say like 4 people show up on time. And then closer to like 30, 45 minutes after the time of the start of the party is when like people really start to come. And maybe around 10:15 is when I realize that like a whole flood of kids are coming.
Well, there's not a lot for anyone to do, so I imagine most everybody's just going to show up eventually.
Yeah.
They'll show up when they show up.
I guess it would be a mix of kids, like, especially the girls really dressed up, and the younger boys really dressed up, and the older kids kind of like my jeans and t-shirts. Maybe people, I don't know, like a mini Burning Man. People bring, like, RC cars and just little fun things to do with the party.
Make a fortune roll for me. That's going to be your fortune and two dice.
Okay.
Better you than me.
So your fortune is 8.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually have serendipity. So
holy shit, somebody bought that?
So it's actually 9 and 3 dice.
Sorry.
No, it's not, he's not saying it that way.
No, I'm just amazed. None of us ever think to buy that. And then Dave screws us with it.
No, my character's not fortunate with that kind of luck. That's why I chose not to go ahead and do it.
All right, so what's your total? 22? Did you roll any sixes?
1 6.
All right. So, yeah. Haley and Sophie are the first to show up, and they bring their dates.
Yay!
They also bring little remote-controlled helicopter carry things. They'll, like, pick stuff up like a claw and carry it.
The drone-looking?
Because Sophie's boyfriend's a bit of a tech head.
Cool.
A few more people start trickling in. What's the music? Just, like, 2000s pop?
Yeah, whatever was popular. Just pop music. I was going to say, for the age that we are, it would make sense for us to be playing, like, Bieber and what's that band, One Direction?
I don't think One Direction was out there.
In 2010? Yeah. 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Maybe, I guess not.
But yeah, Justin Bieber's and your Britney Spears.
Oh, God. Baby, no!
And, what's her name? Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus. I like some Miley.
Miley Cyrus. Yeah.
She's going to amount to nothing.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my God, yeah. And Jessica Simpson, because she's from Texas, too. Not that I actually know that.
Yeah, because you don't want to admit that, do you?
Oh, God, no. I don't totally love Jessica Simpson.
I'm sure we can get a sing-along going for Cole Porter. All I know is Soren doesn't seem to enjoy any of this music. He's still stuck in the 80s.
Oh, well, that's what I originally was thinking, was like 80s dark wave. But what the hell would teenagers from 2010 know about 80s dark wave?
Well, there's Bird who's sitting off in a corner and he's like, man, I could use some Cure.
Well, it could be a mixed... Why are we still focusing on this? It could be a mixed album. It's a mixed album.
Well, it's Ariana's iPod, so...
Well, okay,
it's not.
I'll say that I loaded music to it.
Hold on.
Actually, I think I went ahead and said specifically that she would have to load some music onto it because
yeah.
I might not like what she listens to.
All right, now if I may, we actually got musicians to play live music.
Oh, shit.
I do remember that. That's why I have the keyboard.
We can play music too.
Yeah, but they're not going to play the entire time.
Yeah, but nobody wants to hear what's on Ariana's iPod.
Well,
they're not going to start playing like right at the beginning of the night either. They're going to wait till there's like a large group there. So
we're stuck listening to Ariana's iPod. Damn, Soren's not showing up till later.
Well, no, like
I don't know. It's too late. Soren's there.
I loaded music to it, so there's like just a slew of music from like I'm an American, so that means that there's music from like the 80s and on. I'm an American teenager, so the 80s and on.
Soren, what was the band that you got to show up?
Blah. You know how I suck at naming things?
No, well, it wasn't a band. It was just two musicians.
Dingoes Ate My Baby.
The Kenny Loggins tribute band.
Oh, God.
They just play Danger Zone over and over and over.
And they sing it in different languages. And they do an acoustic version.
Oh, please don't do that to me.
It's like George from The Wedding Singer. They only know one song.
You're going to make people want to listen to Ariana play.
So how many people are there when the Loggin sisters start singing?
Is that really what you named the band?
Yep.
How many people are there? 300 people in the school.
It's like 300 people in the school. So, Soren, how many people are there when Loggin sisters go on?
I assume they'd probably wait till they got a fairly good crowd before they'd turn off Ariana's music, start playing. So go with between 50 and 100.
What is Steve doing during all this?
Just watching what's going on.
All right. So, Ariana, you took the time to schlep your keyboard all the way down here.
Yep.
And now this opening band is singing the same song for the third time.
Oh, God. Must it always be me to deal with this? Getting some proper music going on here. All right. Let's just show that Ariana has some taste besides
R. Kelly.
Yes, well, that too. So she will go ahead and try to perform some of the club music that she used to play. They used to play down in the clubs down in Brazil, since that's where her experience is from.
Which is actually pretty hot music.
Is that supposed to be a tropics joke?
No. No. Brazil has some pretty badass clubs, so.
Well, I know that. I'm just messing with you. I would imagine I will have some. I will have a decent keyboard to go. That would go ahead and do that kind of stuff. You know, the drum. I could probably have the little drum thing, accompaniment, and all that other good stuff. I'm afraid my knowledge of the music is not quite up to snuff.
I'd just like to point out that once she starts playing, a lone voice will shout out from the crowd, "Bring back Loggins."
That's not what I was I was expecting you to say. The lone voice yelled out, "Freebird!"
Well, you know what? Just for the hell of it, she might actually go ahead and do it just for you. All right. So you guys don't have to bug me.
She probably has multiple setups on the keyboard. Like, press the button, it's steel drums. Press another button, it's classical piano.
Oh, I would be doubly amused if she tried to play Freebird on a steel drum. Actually, I bet that would sound pretty sweet. I wonder if we could take that.
I will say this much. Soren is enjoying this far more than he probably should.
Why is that?
Oh, mostly because, you know, he gets to watch Mina and Ariana struggle to try and figure out how to make this party actually work. It's kind of funny.
Because it's just like I'm trying to do this whole thing myself.
Hey, let me know when Steve manages to chase away 24 people, then you go home.
It's a party. They're not going to be thrown off by the fact that you're there.
Oh, really?
Most of them probably won't even look at you twice. I wonder what's more off-putting at the party. Reflection or the guy who brought a sword to the party?
You're not exactly mixing it up with everybody. So it's not as off-putting.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a party foul.
Standing off to the side and letting the party happen around you?
All I know is that if Ariana is out there just performing this stuff on her own, she's probably more nervous than anything else at this point.
Give me an etiquette roll to see how calm you can look.
Etiquette is with expression also, right?
Yes.
All right, so that's 11 plus 3 dice. All right, and I got 22.
Now give me a performance roll. That's your art and expression.
Okay. Expression 7 with the music is 8. Piano gives me 9.
No, 4 dice.
All right, and I got 18 plus, what did I say? 18 plus 9 with 2 sixes.
Okay.
That's some good playing.
Yeah, there was like some snickering in the crowd, like, what is she going to do with just a keyboard? And then you like rock it out.
I mean, it is a Korg after all.
A what?
They're one of these really good makers of these keyboard workstations that is basically like a miniature freaking production studio on a keyboard.
Cool. Right on.
You can even do multi-tracks, given enough time.
Well, I'm sure you were practicing, so you had things lined up.
And she's rocking it. Wow. And people are actually liking it, I suppose.
Yeah. where is everybody while Ariana is not just performing, but performing well? And looking good while she does it.
I'm cheering her on and dancing, like, near the front of the stage.
Which is, like, kind of a raised, kind of jutting rock that has a small plateau on it. So you're kind of dancing underneath that.
Am I the only one?
There's, like, 75 people here. All right, there's people dancing to this.
Nice.
So where is Steve?
Maybe I actually come down to dance.
Nah, I'd just be wandering around.
How close are you to me?
I mean, just by anywhere. Actually, no, if you're dancing in the middle of the crowd, then no, he's nowhere near you.
She's dancing underneath where Ariana's playing.
Oh. He might wander through that area.
Alright. And where is Sorin?
Sorin will keep to the outer edges of the crowd. If he can find a elevated vantage point, like, you know, any kind of tall rock that he might be able to climb up on and just sit there and keep an eye on the crowd, keep an eye on Steve, look for the douchebag trio, because he expects bad things at all times because he's a suspicious bastard.
So Ariana's on one kind of elevated rock. You're kind of opposite her on another elevation. Make a perception roll for me.
31-06.
By now it is nighttime. You don't see Ox or any of his friends. But what you do notice is a distinct lack of stars. And the temperature has dropped dramatically, like 15, 20 degrees. But as you're realizing that there are no stars out, you can feel the temperature drop even further. Right? Because you're away from the crowd, you realize it's getting cold out, and there's just something wrong in the air.
All right, so does my knowledge of a cult give me any kind of feeling that this might be magical in nature?
Make it a cult roll.
Even better, is there the possibility that it might be Nordic magic?
Just give me an occult roll.
Damn. Wow, that's a good roll. 22. So 32 with two sixes.
If there's magic involved, you don't know where it's coming from. Make a wisdom roll. Just wisdom and two dice.
Ba-dum. 16.
Alright. There is this, like, growing pressure around you. Like, it's very slight, and if you were down in the group, you wouldn't feel it at all.
I'm going to cast a quick spell. I'm going to call upon the Rune of Odin to give me a bit of night vision. Draw my little Unsus rune. And for a very brief amount of time, give myself the ability to see in the dark and then look up to see what might be obscuring the stars.
Storm clouds. You can see massive storm clouds forming in the night sky.
Like at a very rapid pace?
It's hard to tell because they cover what you can see.
Wow. This feels like deja vu. Only minus the hurricane, yet. I would have rather it had just been Norse magic that was attacking us.
Well, no one's attacking you.
Yet. We've already been attacked by storms once.
Ariana, you are giving the performance of your life, and then it starts raining intensely.
All right, not the... The performance is definitely filling her ego, but with the rain coming up, I guess she's going to have to just, like, she just kind of curses out with everybody. I guess everybody's scrambling to put this stuff away, and I guess I'm going to do the same.
Somebody save the pizzas!
The cheese pizza's already gone. No one's touched the other ones.
I ate them.
What is Steve doing?
Helping Ariana put stuff away.
Okay, so you run up to help Ariana put things away. How about Mina?
Didn't you say there was, like, an enclosure or something? Like, to help get the acoustics?
What it is you have these jutting rock formations, mm-hmm. and everybody's kind of down underneath them. so that the speakers resonate.
But there's no kind of enclosures or anything?
No.
I figured there might be like an overhead rock base.
Well, you're underneath the overhead rock.
Can we all fit under there? Well, then I'm just going to help Ariana do.
All right. Well, Ariana will thank Steve for the hand.
Let's go ahead and everybody roll initiative.
Initiative. Lovely.
We're sure nothing bad's happening.
All right, 10 and 2 dice. All right, Ariana gets a 16. Oh, I'm assuming the willpower stuff and everything else is reset already? Or are we keeping our numbers?
Yeah, no, everybody's starting with their basic willpower.
Well, I have minus 1 because of my spell.
All right. So, what is everyone's initiative? Let's start with Mina.
42.
Ariana?
16 into initiative.
Reflection?
Hang on. 26 and 1-6.
So gain a willpower?
Hmm?
Gain 1 willpower for that 6.
Oh. Thank you.
And Sworn?
35.
So we've already established what Mina, Steve, and Ariana are doing. What is Sorin doing in all of this?
Well, being the suspicious bastard that I am, I suspect foul play. So I will use my elevated position and well-trained senses to keep an eye open for any untoward happenings.
So go ahead and make a perception roll for me.
31.
And where are you looking for stuffs or details?
Well, I'll keep my eyes moving, sweeping the crowd, sweeping where my erstwhile allies are, and trying to keep an eye on the area around me to make sure no one's trying to sneak up on me and stab me.
MacArthur, Cal, everybody get to higher ground now!
Ah, ahead of the curve.
Sorin, you notice a massive rush of water that has just basically been funneled through this channel that you guys are in. What are you doing?
Alright, so as this water is channeling down, is there any way I can get between it and the other students? Is it close enough to me that I could get between the students and maybe throw up some kind of barrier to try and block it, hold it back for a couple minutes, or funnel it away so it doesn't just wash everyone down while they try to get away?
You don't know. Like, you can get down there in time. You don't know if you have enough time to throw a barrier.
It's not normally used in this method, but the sword does grant me a boost in my combat speed. Can I kind of try and draw upon that to get me in position?
If you draw your sword, sure.
I'll take the blow. Yeah, I'll draw my sword and draw upon the lethal speed it grants me to try and get me into position to try and block some of this water.
All right. So, Mina, you are up helping Ariana out. You hear MacArthur shout, "Get to higher ground." What are you doing?
I mean, what's around me? Like, if we're in the desert, is it all just flat land? Are there any plateaus nearby?
Well, you're like 15 feet up from the ground level because you're up on that rise where Ariana was playing.
How big is that?
It's maybe 10 or 15 feet around at the top. You walked up. It's a reasonable slope.
But there's nothing but flat land everywhere else.
Well, there's other, like, jutting rocks, which made this kind of like a natural channel.
Do people seem to be moving after what he said, or did they not hear him?
Yeah, there are people that are running.
Okay.
It's like chaos.
Well, hopefully if Mr. MacArthur's down there, I'll join him and try to direct people and calm them down where they need to go to be on higher ground.
All right, so are you going to, like, jump down there? Or are you going to, like, run down? Like, how are you getting down there?
Yeah, I'll just run down.
All right, so that's going to be your turn if you just run down. You can sprint, but that's going to expose you.
Expose me?
Yeah, sprinting means you focus only on running. If there's any kind of danger, it would use your surprise defense of your armor defense.
No, I guess I'll just use my sprint to run down there to help direct people.
Okay. All right, so you run down there. You get there just moments after Soren, and he's kind of where the plateau that you were on lets out, mm-hmm. or lets you back down to the ground. He's kind of down right there. Mr. MacArthur is further back, along with most of the party goers. Soren, you said you want to try and set up a barrier?
Yeah, and if I could, I'd also like to draw upon my drive to protect innocent bystanders.
I'll go ahead and give that to you. Gain a willpower, and you can add that into... I don't think you need to make a roll to create a barrier, but you'll gain a willpower.
I didn't know if you were going to want me to, since I'm kind of using technically rapid maneuver to get there and throw the barrier up as quickly as possible.
No, just kind of describe what you're doing.
So once I'm into position, I will begin drawing the same rune over and over again. It's the same rune drawn onto all his clothes as I try to erect a invisible, a semi-visible wall of force, pouring as much of my energy as I can into it to increase the size and durability of it to try and hold back this wall of water coming at us. So I figure I buy the barrier, large barrier, and armored barrier boons for 3 willpower to try and create a large armored barrier to hold back the water.
All right, and what's the armor and stamina on?
Power's 10, so he never actually changed that. So it's 10 stamina, 3 armor.
Okay.
And it's a large barrier instead of a normal-sized one.
And what does that barrier look like? You said it's semi-transparent.
Yeah, he's drawing upon the same general protective magical energies that he uses to infuse his clothes.
Okay.
So it's creating sort of a force wall between him and the water.
It's just like a wall of arcane force?
Yeah.
And does it have like a specific color? Like, is it tinted red for blood, or since that's usually where you work?
Not really. I would go with probably just like a clearish white. It's the basic Al-Yi's rune, drawing upon the natural protection of the gods. Part of the protective urge to shelter oneself or others, warding off evil.
What is Steve doing in all of this?
Nothing really he can do.
And Ariana?
I'm actually curious. The lowest part of the water that's in this area, we're in the lowest area of the ground here?
No, you're about 15 feet up from the ground level.
All right, is it rock or is it just dirt? I'm asking is because I was thinking that I'm expecting the water going to flood in here. So I'm wondering if I could crack the stone well enough, if there might be a chamber underneath or some other way for me for the water to exit out.
So you're going to kind of hit the overhang to try and knock it down and create a wall?
Actually, I was thinking about trying to make a large reservoir for the water to go into. But if the overhang would serve that same purpose, I could do it. I just got to make sure everybody stays away from me when I do it.
Well, no. Hitting the overhang would create another wall. If you're talking about creating a reservoir where the water would like funnel into...
That's what I was trying to do.
So you'd want to get down to the ground level and try and hit the ground as hard as possible.
Yeah, I'll just leave my keyboard up here. Actually, you want to give me? I would ask Steve if he wants to give me a hand, if he doesn't mind.
Okay. What do you have in mind?
Well, I got to open up this reservoir. Working together, we could do it. We have a better chance of doing it. Make a big channel for the water to flow into. Bigger channel.
Okay. If all of what she says makes sense, then sure, no problem.
How about I just touch him since he'll I'll find a place to touch him so he'll change, and then I'll go down there and prepare for him, his arrival.
Are you going to take the safe way down, or are you going to, sprint down?
The safe way? What? I'm used to jumping down that distance.
Okay, so you're going to jump down there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, well, fuck it. We don't need you to make sense.
I'm used to jumping down there all the time. The only thing I'm worried, the only thing I'm annoyed at is that if my boots get messed up, but I think I could get a new pair of boots later.
Well, we won't need you to, if you're going to jump down, we don't need you to make the reservoir then.
Actually, let's work with that. Like, maybe when you jump down, you're kind of like driving your heels into the ground to make a crater. I mean, is that
I actually did think about that. Is try to use her strength to throw her up in the air to get more height. So when she comes down, she make a bigger hole.
That works too.
So Steve, give me a strength and perfection roll, and if you have brawn, add that in.
My perfection is 12, by the way.
He also needs to know your strength.
My strength is 10.
Okay, 10 and what was your perfection?
12.
So that's 22. That's three dice. 22s. Wow. 12.
34 total?
Right. Okay. There we go.
Any sixes in that bunch?
Oh, yeah. 1 6. Sorry.
All right. That's
a very good roll.
So, Ariana.
Yes.
You are going to make a jumping roll using your perfection.
Okay, so jumping's 8. Jumping's a part of strength, right?
Uh-huh.
That's 30 and 4 dice.
And you're going to get a bonus of perfection, so an extra plus 12.
Okay, so that's 42 and 4 dice. All right, the dice of doom say, and they add another 14 to that. So that's 56.
Did you roll any sixes?
Unfortunately, no.
That's still going to be an impressive crater, I think.
Because I'm trying to make one, as opposed to the other way.
Reflection throws you into the air as you are leaping. Or like you like run into his arms and he throws you.
All right.
And then how does it look when you come back down? Fists first, heels first, what's that?
Actually, because I would prefer not to mess up my my boots, it would be fist first.
All right, so you come down, hammer your fist into the ground, and collapse onto it. You are behind Steve and Mina. You throw up this huge plume of rubble as the ground collapses underneath you. The wave slams into Soren's wall. It goes over and into the pit that Ariana just made. So I'd like Soren, Mina, and Ariana all to make swimming rolls. Or if you don't have swimming, just roll your constitution and 2 dice. Oh, Jesus.
All right. Does my perfection add to my con roll? I'm trying to remember. It does. Okay, so that's 24.
Mina, your constitution is 5.
Okay. Whoa, my. Well, I rolled boxcars on my 2 sixes, so.
All right. Ariana, you said you rolled boxcars, so what's your total?
Well, you said it's constitution, because I don't have to swimming. Perfection adds to that, you said? Was it half?
No, it just adds its regular value. So you'd actually roll 3 dice, not 2.
All right, well, I'm going to add another 6 to that then. So that is a 17. 17 plus 12 for my con is 29, plus perfection is another 41.
All right. Soren?
20, no 6s.
And
12.
Okay. I am going to give this to you because Ariana rolled 2 6s. She pulls herself up out of the channel and is strong enough to grab Mina before she swept away.
Awesome.
I got to be mad deep in that water, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you. Lots of pissed off hissing happening under my hood.
You hear a second, it's almost like an explosion. Another rock formation collapses. Reflection, make a perception roll for me.
Okay. Perception. Actually, I don't think I have perception.
So that's sense, right?
It'd be sense and 2 dice if you don't have perception.
So here's a question. Since he's currently using...
Does he use his sense or my sense?
I'm sorry. He would use Ariana's sense. What is Ariana's sense?
Ariana sense it's 7, but I have a support for the for sense, so he would add the perfection to that.
Okay, so you're actually going to roll 19 plus 3 dice.
14 on the dice, 1-6.
All right, between Soren and Ariana, they slow the water down enough for MacArthur to plow several students into another alley or another direction, and then he hammers another rock formation, bringing it down, blocking them off.
Wow.
Between Soren and Ariana, you were able to buy him enough time to get the other students to safety.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just glad this is not dry clean only.
While the three of you are swimming against the current and trying to get closer to Soren's barrier to get some cover from the torrent of water, I'm going to do horrible things to reflection.
Oh, Lord.
So, nothing new?
Basically.
Nothing new. There is a streak of flame through the air, and let's see what Steve's defenses are at this time.
Actually, this is an even better thing that Ariana decided to give him her power. Perfect time to be in tank form.
Looks that way.
Currently, Steve, your defense is 24, and you have 8 armor.
Nice.
Which is good, because there is a streak of fire, and then a huge explosion right where you're standing.
Okay.
That would be 13 points of fire damage, minus your armor.
So 13, 8.
Well, if he could, too bad he didn't see it coming, huh?
Even if he saw, well, you can spend an action for an active defense if you'd like.
Well, hell no, why not? I have a free will point.
All right, so roll 3 dice.
Well, you don't need the will point for that, right?
No, he doesn't need the will point for that.
9 on the dice, no 6s.
Okay. So you kind of cross your arms and brace yourself for it, knowing how tough...
9 on 4 dice?
But you didn't roll any 6s, and your total value wasn't high enough to avoid the attack, so the damage remains unchanged.
Okay, so 5 points.
Yes. The dice have failed you.
Well, on the other hand, keep in mind, Doc, you heal 2 stamina every turn automatically.
Except he wouldn't, because now he has Fireball's power, doesn't he?
It should switch over, wouldn't it?
Mm. So you acquire Fireball's power, so you wouldn't actually get Ariana's regen.
You get caught in this explosion, you feel this intense rush of heat, and your perceptions shift as you burn with an inner fire.
Okay. Now, which way does this fire come from?
The same direction as the floodwaters.
He absorbed the fire? Weird.
No, I still took damage from the fire, but I have Fireball's powers now. Okay, well, now that I have his powers, is there anything else I could do to help as far as with the water? Like maybe blow a hole somewhere else?
So since you have basically a sphere of flame around you, if you just jump down into the water, you could start burning it off, especially since you fly while in his Fireball.
Okay, cool. Here we go. So he jumps down and starts boiling some water. Away from the people who are in the water, okay? We don't want to cook them.
Especially Lobster Boy.
Go ahead, and you're going to roll 24 plus 3 dice.
Oh, jeez. 30. Definitely no 6s in that.
Yeah. Yeah, you rolled a total of 6.
Yeah, Julian's luck is really going well.
So you dive into the water, and it hits you like just a wall of force, but it is just boiling off around you in these waves of steam. Ariana, what are you doing?
Well, I'd be trying to get my friends out of the water. So, I mean, because I still had Rumi and Soren. Soren was there too? No.
Yeah, Soren was there, but he was able to deal with the water.
All right, no problem. Let me just get the Rumi out.
if I weren't panicking like a wet cat right now, I'd be gushing and going, "Oh!" and hugging the crap out of you.
It is no real challenge for you to hold her with one arm and swim over to the elevated rocks.
All right. If I have a footing, I could jump out of the water myself with her. Oh.
So as you kind of throw her up onto the rising and climb out, four figures emerging from the night sky. The night is rolling back off of them.
All right.
All of them are wearing dark clothing. Although you have your suspicions, you know who these people are. One of the four is clearly Fireball. There's really no hiding his powers. Although how he was cloaked in darkness, you're not sure.
I'm guessing one of the four is rather oversized and large.
One of the four is, in fact, rather oversized and large. One of the four is wearing a black motley.
I guess the last question is the fourth one female?
Yes, she is.
Means there's probably a fifth hiding somewhere nearby.
And the oversized one says, "You punks want to find a place to bury a body in the desert? No one talks to my friend that way."
Did I miss something?
So Soren's been making threats over the last couple of days to Fireball.
I made one threat.
Once in gym class and once on the roof of the boys' dorms.
I don't know.
Oh, you mean in response to him attacking people without provocation?
Oh, but that doesn't matter, does it? You still said those words, didn't you? There are, like, threads of shadow that kind of place the two men that are not Fireball on the ground on that elevated landing. The big guy says, "Let's find out who actually gets buried in the desert." Soren and Steve are in the water. Ariana is at the base of the landing with Mina. They're kind of at the top of the landing, and so the one in the black motley says, "Why don't you girls stay out of this?"
Talking to me, Steve, and Ariana?
Just you and Ariana.
Well, how does he know?
I guess he's Fireball right now.
Well, I was going to say, how does he know that Ariana is, that Steve is not Ariana? And then I thought, I guess the tracksuit gives it away.
Well, he's just looking at Ariana having pulled you out of the water. Right? And he just sees the two of you, and that's what he says. With that, you feel like with every syllable of his statement, it's like blades passing over your body.
Do I take any damage?
I believe you're about to. So that is 5, 10, 15. That's a 44 to hit. And that's only defended by psychic defense. So so whatever your mental defense is applies. And that's going after Mina and Ariana. So that's going to hit Mina and Ariana. And that will do 6 damage before your armor. Does that leave more than 3 damage afterwards? Ariana?
Okay, I have 2 armor normally.
So instead of taking 4 damage, you're going to take 1 damage and lose an action on your next turn.
Does she have fitness?
Yes, I do. So okay. The number of actions staggered is reduced by 2.
Then you are not staggered and you take no damage.
Okay.
And then Mina will take 2 damage because her mental armor is 4.
What was the attack intending to do again? Just to stagger me?
It is a staggering attack, but it didn't do enough damage to actually stagger you.
Now, is that going along with the comment regarding the staying out of it?
Yeah, it's as he's speaking, it's like cutting into you and staggering you.
All right, no problem. I'll save my side when my time comes.
He will hold an action. Mina, what are you doing?
So they're all above us.
Yeah, they're like up on a landing above you. So think of it like there's a jutting rock. It's kind of a slope up into a landing. They're on the landing and you're at the bottom of the slope. There's water rushing at your legs.
I'd like to try a sort of peaceful resolution. I'd like to possibly, like, very mad about being attacked, though. But
well, break it down for me.
A peaceful person would express to Jester, like, why are you doing this? We invited you to the party. It was supposed to be a good time, and you're attacking us?
So you're going to try and de-escalate the situation?
Yeah.
This good friend Pashi has a drive for this type of thing?
I believe I do.
Peaceful resolution of one, yeah. So we're going to go ahead and activate that. You'll roll your mental of 12 plus your peaceful resolution 1 and negotiations of 5. So that's 18 and 4 dice.
Good. 15 and plus what?
18 plus your roll.
Which is 15.
So you have a total of 30. They are kind of up for a fight, though. Mm-hmm. And you got a 6. The woman who is still floating in the air. So what do you say exactly?
I would say that I express to them that I don't understand why they're attacking us. We were very happy, we were very happy to have you at the party. We invited you guys. We were hoping that we'd have a good time and, you know, maybe make some friends. Like, why are you attacking us? And everyone here.
The woman in the air says, I told you this was a bad idea. I didn't think that they were as aggressive as you said. Ox looks up and he says, I'm telling you, they're rotten. They're a bunch of punks and they threaten my buddy. Jester is like, no, there's no turning back at this point. We've got to do this. We're committed. We're committed. And the girl is like, no. I can't do this. So that was your action to try and negotiate, and you're going to get a willpower for using your drive. Soren, you are in the water. What are you doing?
So has the water calmed down at all, or is it still rushing into the barrier and over it?
No, but it's a standing several feet of water.
All right, so without the barrier, I wouldn't be, washed away.
If you drop the barrier, more water is going to rush in.
And am I the... No, the other person in the water is...
Reflection,
but he's okay because he's currently melting. He's boiling the water away.
Yeah.
So we have a hot tub later.
Yeah.
So if I want to use an action to get out of the water, I have to make a roll using my movement, right?
Yeah, with your swimming. So it's your constitution plus 2 dice if you don't have it.
Is the water high enough that I can't just walk through it?
I'll say you could walk through it, but that would be your turn. You can make a roll for an action or walk through as a turn.
All right. I guess I'll do the swimming. It's a slightly lower value, but I'd like to keep at least one action available to me. 10, 15, 20, 21 with 1-6.
You are able to... get to the rising where Ariana and Mina are without much difficulty, and you have one action left.
Well, since she appears to be trying to talk them down, I'm not going to instigate shit yet.
Okay. Ariana, what are you doing?
Me? I'm kind of... See, right now, Ariana is kind of annoyed because her outfit got wet. At the same time, she already tried talking them down, and I need to learn to respect others. So I'm not going to go ahead and throw a rock at their head. I'm just going to go ahead and let her talk the situation down.
So you're going to hold your actions?
Yeah. Right. Okay, right now she's still in the process of trying to talk them down. So basically, what I would do...
Right, so Jester did say, you girls sit out of this. And Mina made her speech. Then Soren swam to shore.
And to be honest, I don't think I could do anything else to add to the situation any. So, yeah, I'll hold off.
All right, so what is Reflection doing?
He's still burning off the water. He's not mixing up with anything right now. He's holding action, waiting to see if they actually do a continued attack.
Fireball says, you're not talking your way out of this. And he will create a jet of flame that erupts to strike at Mina.
What?
To strike at Mina?
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea if she could take it, but I'm not gonna allow her to take the hit. So could I use my held action to my actions to an action to interpose so she doesn't have to take the hit?
I can't take an action, can I? You actually have an action. Okay. So if your active defense is higher, you'll take the hit for Mina.
So my active defense is normally 24 and 3 dice.
Correct. And then I need to roll Fireball's attack.
All right. So let me roll my 3 dice and see where that goes. 24 and 13. That's 37.
Okay. Ariana tries to dive in front of the jet of flame, but overcompensates. And what is Mina doing?
I mean, I guess now is the time, and hopefully it has some sort of intimidation factor where I rip my hood off, and I suppose I get several of my snakes to, I want them to go crazy, like kind of like spiral around my head, uh-huh. and shoot flames at him that shoot at him like that. And hopefully, I don't know, in this universe, I hope that fire can bounce off of fire or some shit. And some of the fire will make it back to him.
So go ahead and roll 3 dice also.
Yes. Oh, come on.
Okay. And Mina pulls back her hoodie, and the snakes start, like, belching fire, which the two flames collide. And there's just this corona of flame before Fireball's jet of flame overwhelms the snakes and strikes Mina.
Fuck.
And that's 13 damage, but Mina has armor versus fire, so that's 5 damage after your armor.
At this display, could Zorn say something?
Sure.
I'm assuming Autumn is still just kind of floating there, waffling.
You don't know who that girl is.
At this display, Soren will just look up at Autumn and say to her, "We're the violent ones, yet you and your friend just tried to drown 75 to 100 students and is currently attacking us while we try to talk."
So I will say it is still raining, and the woman says, "We didn't have anything to do with the storm. That wasn't us. This isn't what I signed up for." Like, she kind of floats up and then fades into shadows. "If you guys are going to pull this stunt, you're on your own."
And then there were 3. Probably 4, because I'm sure Thomas is hiding somewhere around here and he did the storm.
Ox is going to charge Sword. So that is a 48. He dives down the side of this incline, just arms spread.
So I'll pull a rapid defense. So using rapid actions, I'll attempt to spin to the side away from him and cut him as he comes charging by. And I'll burn my perception as a supporting characteristic for normal defense.
Okay.
4, 8, 12, 53.
Even after the rapid action penalty?
Yes, because I have a specialty with rapid actions to reduce that penalty. And I use perception to add to my defense. That's the only reason that worked.
Okay. So he comes down, both arms wide, and you step to the side at like the last second, cut across his back.
Yeah, because if he's got both arms wide, he'll duck down, spin around under his reach, and then slash him right across the back and side as he moves by.
Okay. And what's the damage on that attack?
Well, I still have to roll for attack, right?
No, it's the same roll. It's just you roll once.
Oh, really?
Yep.
In that case, it's only 2 lower. 7 defended by quickness. And this will actually leave a lingering damage on him.
And what is the lingering damage?
For 6 turns, was it half damage?
It should be half damage, yes. So 3 damage every turn?
Yep, for the next 6 turns, as he bleeds, unless he has a regeneration ability or he provides medical care to it.
Okay, well, goddamn. So he kind of jolts up. He's like, "Oh, Oh, that actually hurt. Reflection. You haven't acted yet this turn. Did you want to do something?
Actually, no. I'll just keep getting rid of his water.
He's enjoying the hot tub too much.
Okay. Ariana, what are you doing?
All right. Shit. Ariana wants to get involved, but I think I'm just going to escalate shit if I get involved.
I think shit's pretty well escalated.
All right, I'll tell you what. Since he already swiped at him, I'm going to go ahead and perform a grab on him, see if I can immobilize him. I want to keep this. I don't want this fighting going any worse than it already has. Yeah, so let me perform the grab. Mm-hmm. All right, so my regular attack is... Where is it? 27, so 17 plus 4 dice.
Uh-huh.
And the Dice of Doom says that's a 10, so 27.
And so Ox will try and interrupt your attempted grapple. A grapple of his own. Yours was a 27 to hit?
Yeah.
Okay. And his grapple roll was significantly higher. So you try and grab him, and you realize that this is kind of what he does. As he grabs your arm and kind of reverses that grapple on you, and, okay, like, locks you up in some weird wrestling move.
Somebody bought wrestling as a martial arts style, apparently.
And, Ariana, you have one more action.
Okay, Ox was the one that was trying to hit Soren, right?
Ox tried to hit Soren. You tried to grapple him, and now you are locked up with him. Like, he's got you in a grapple.
Well, you know what? It just leaves him vulnerable for whatever he's... whatever. You know what? I'm going to use my education, and I'm going to advise to Soren, go ahead, hit him while he got me.
All right. Soren, you have...
he gets six.
Six to your next action if you choose to take that advice. Steve, the water is boiling down. The waters have kind of calmed down. What are you doing this turn?
I throw explosion at where Ox and Ariana are standing to try and blow them apart.
Okay.
So that's...
It's going to be 24 and 3 dice. But I like you to spend one willpower to make it a blast.
Okay, not a problem. You said 3 dice, right?
Yes.
24,
30, 38, 1-6. Okay. So 38, is that higher than your surprise defense, Ariana?
My surprise defense is 19 plus the 3 dice, which I haven't...
Yeah, you already used both your actions. You don't get those 3 dice.
All right, so 19. Yeah, he got past me.
All right, so you're going to take 13 damage minus your armor.
All right. And you know what I'm going to do since I can't do it? Because actually, I could do it whenever I take damage. So I'm going to go ahead and use my impervious so I don't take any of it.
Uh-huh.
Except for the 1.
Well, yeah, the 1 or the 2 from the 6. The 2 damage from the 6 roll.
Okay, which will end up getting healed at the end of the turn. Or the next turn, whatever you want, however it's handled.
Both you and Ox are blown apart, and he kind of looks up and he sees Fireball in the water, and he says, just a poor reflection of a real man. And Reflection, you've got one more action.
Hold that action in case Fireball throws another attack at somebody.
Okay. Since Fireball can't really attack you at the moment, he is going to attack Mina again.
Okay. Can I dive in front of that attack?
Well, normally I'd say it's a range increment away, but because you're in Fireball's body, yes, you can, because he moves that fast. So you would make a defense roll, which is going to be your constitution of 12 plus half your living fireball value, so 18.
18?
Yeah, 18 plus 3 dice.
18 plus 3 dice, okay.
And you'll have to beat his attack roll, which, let me go ahead and roll that. So his attack roll is a 41.
Jeez.
Now, you can spend willpower to make your dice explosive, or maybe bring something in. Like, you have a movement of running, which, I granted, you are flying, but if you spent the willpower, you know how to move fast.
All right, so I'll spend the willpower for that.
Okay. So you spend one willpower, and you're going to need to roll 30 plus four dice. You need to roll higher than an 11 on your four dice.
Okay. Come on. You say I need to beat 11 on four dice.
Yes.
I got that. 16.
All right. You get in the way. You have 9 defense against fire, and he's doing 11 damage. So you will take 2 damage.
Now, I heal from taking his attack now, right?
He has healing absorption, so he can choose to, I believe.
Heal 2 stamina once per turn.
If you've already absorbed the power, which you have. So, yeah, you would heal 2 stamina, which is the damage that you would have taken.
Sweet.
Since you've already got his power, it's harder for his power to hurt you, is basically what that comes down to.
Excellent.
Okay, what is Soren doing?
Well, I'm assuming the education no longer applies since he's no longer holding her.
Yeah, Ox and Ariana are both on the ground. And there's kind of a, you know, blast shadow where reflection hit the ground between the two of them.
All right. Is everybody technically considered in close range, or is anyone out a little bit?
Fireball's at medium range, and then Jester's at short range at the top of the plateau. You guys are at the base of the plateau, which is close range for you. All
right. I'm going to pull another rapid action.
Okay, you're going to pull a rapid action?
Yeah, I'm going to strike, then move.
Okay.
So I'll slash Ox a second time, and then dash to where Jester is, and then take my next action. Hopefully I get a slight bonus since he's on the ground.
Yeah, you only have to hit a surprise defense.
31 defended by quickness. I don't think the defense by quickness would really matter against surprise defense.
Well, it matters on whether or not his power applies.
That's right.
But his power is all that is man and naturally supports his dexterity. So he is going to spend 1 willpower to add defense against quickness and try and roll out of the way because that didn't hurt. And so what was your attack roll?
31.
Okay, so that is still going to hit, but thankfully his armor will apply. What's the damage?
7.
All right. So he tumbles away, and you slice his arm. He says, don't think you're getting out of it so easy, little man. This isn't funny anymore.
You're always funny, but that's not the point.
All right, so after I... basically, he dashes by. What he's basically doing, he's dashing by Ox and cutting him as he rushes up to where Jester is and coming to a stop in front of him with the sword at the ready.
So Ox is going to try and interrupt you. He will leap from where he's rolled over to try and hit you in the back of your knees, kind of like a football tackle. And that is a 65 to interrupt you. He brings you to the ground, and that does... Well, you can try and interrupt him. You have to be the 65.
Save your action.
I was going to say, that's not going to happen. It's okay.
But that is 12 damage. You think you get to hit me in the back then run away?
And I still have an action. I'm going to attempt to stab him.
Okay. So you kind of roll over onto your back after he tackles you.
Use my keen perception to line up a stab and then thrust at him. Spending 1 willpower for talent support. And I'll pop total devastation to add to my wounds.
Okay.
Nice roll, I got a 6.
Sweet.
That's 56.
Well, that's definitively going to hit. You roll 1 6, and what's your total damage?
Make him hurt bad, man.
That's 11 wounds. Nope, 12 wounds because of perception. So 12 wounds.
He moves quickly, but you are able to cut him. He has used his turn. Mina, what are you doing?
Quick question, if I could.
Yeah.
Do attacks that linger stack? Or is it just going to be like the highest damage applies each at the end of each turn?
I haven't really had that come up. Let's just say that it refreshes it. It's going to be 6 turns from now instead of 5 turns from now when it ends.
Alright.
So, Ox is attacking Soren. Or has attacked Soren. And Fireball is flying.
Well, Ox tried to grab Soren, and then Soren, you know, sliced him up and hacked him, and then, you know, tried to run away, and so Ox tackled him.
So he's currently under Ox.
He rolled over and then stabbed him again.
Okay. And it's Fireball, he's flying on her.
Yeah.
Jester.
Jester is at the top of the plateau.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been kind of watching the whole thing.
Because he had attacked with fire.
Uh-huh.
I'm naturally resistant.
That's why your armor was...
Was it 2?
So your armor is normally 2 against attacks.
Oh yeah, it was 8. Okay.
But it's 8 against fire attacks.
That's right. Okay. Okay. Well, I guess... Okay, well, with my first action, I would want to, just out of curiosity, to see how, what effect it has, use Intimidation on Ox and tell him to get off my friend. Get off my friend! In the process of that, I suppose. And then I'm going to entangle him and, like, see if I might be able to hold him.
Okay. So for your first action, you're going to roll your Mental plus Intimidation
mm-hmm.
and 3 dice.
Actually, I'll see about the second action. Come on, man.
So you got an 8?
Okay. 31.
Okay. And unless I'm mistaken, that's going to be way higher than Ox's mental plus 10.
Well, before I take the second action, I should see what happens.
All right, so Ox is kind of assessing the situation. He's going to be at a minus 2. Any rolls for the next 2 turns.
Okay. Okay, well, then I'm probably... I don't know if I should bother him, because nobody else is really attacking Fireball.
He fireballed you.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right, and then he tried to do it again. He tried to fireball Ariana,
and
then Reflection got in the way.
Yeah. So I can only take one action. I can either entangle him, or I can electrocute him.
Yeah, it's going to be one or the other.
I want to entangle Fireball and try to electrocute him, which would be awesome if it incapacitated him, but I doubt it. But yeah. And I was wondering if I could spend a willpower to do that, since I only really have one action left.
Okay, you have a trapping power, which is entangled by snakes, but you have the limitation on it, which is no damage.
Yeah.
So you'd have to spend a willpower to try and electrify him when you use it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do that.
So you'll roll your Entangled by Snakes, and you try to entangle Fireball?
Yes. 14 plus 24, is that what it said?
Yes.
38.
Okay. And then Fireball take one action or 2? He only took one action this turn, right?
False.
I believe so.
Okay, so he will try and avoid being a snakes. You got a 38. He does not. So your damage is normally 10 wounds, which is, he's only got 2 armor, so he takes 8 damage as your snakes wrap around his arms and legs and then electrify him. Those must have been the electric eels that snuck into your snake hair.
Don't question it. It just kind of happens. Sometimes people get gray hairs. I get electric eels.
Jester sees this and he screams, "No!"
Just like that?
Yeah. All dramatical and stuff. Blades of words slicing through Mina.
Oh. Ouch.
He will spend a willpower to add in his escape artist, because he's trying to help free Fireball. That's a 46 to hit Mina, and you are out of actions to defend. That is 6 damage defended by Psyche. You have 4 mental armor, so you take 2 damage.
Oh, I almost forget about that.
And he's just going to keep screaming to see if you will collapse as he yells.
Me?
Yes. He's spending a second action to continue attacking.
Ah, awesome. Nobody jump in and help me.
I think everybody's actually taken actions already. All right, and so that's another 2 damage as he continues to scream at you. He kind of crumples as he sees Fireball still being held. He falls down to his knees as he takes a sucking breath before he can scream again.
If Mina was a shit talker, so many jokes right now.
Mina's got like multiple cuts on her face and arms. Her jacket's all torn up from him screaming at her.
Well, as we know about Krista, I will shit talk no matter what's happening.
Ariana, new turn. You're up.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna try it. I don't know how much of because it hasn't been done before, so I'll give it a shot. I'm gonna go ahead and use my provoke bitch, and basically go about complaining. Look, we were all having a good time. We were having fun at the party. And what do? You interrupt us. The rain happens. And what are you going to do? You're going to try to attack us and everything, all the other stuff. What do I need to roll anyway to do provoke? Or do I just do it?
You don't have to roll anything. But anybody within close range, which is just Ox, is going to suffer a penalty to anything other than attacking you equal to your provoke.
Yeah.
At the same time, he gets that provoke as a bonus to attack you.
Well, I'm not too worried about him hurting me. And with my second action, I will go ahead and attack his ass.
Okay.
Because I had enough of this shit. Well, he's still fighting Soren, he said? Or is he...
He's kind of looming over Soren, and Soren has sorted him a few times.
All right. Let me just give him a Sunday punch. I don't know. Well, I am going to hit him. You know what? I'm going to give him my pissed off pound. All right, so 17 and 4 dice. Yeah, do I get anything else I can use to add to that?
You can spend willpower. Since you are using your provoke, you could just roll that in, spend a willpower, and add your provoke to the attack.
It's only 3.
Yeah, but that does add 2 extra damage as well.
Hmm?
On a successful hit, that's still going to add 2 damage.
Ah, what the hell? There's only 1 willpower?
Yep.
All right. Frick.
And that's what makes sense in the scene.
All right. Let me give it a shot. So that's a total of 20 plus 4 dice. And I roll 18 plus 20 is 38 with 1-6.
Okay. So
and that was
another 2 damage if it hits. So the damage of this is going to be 13 if it lands. And what was the total?
What was it? 20 plus 38? That's 38. 20 plus 18, 38.
Okay. Describe how this looks.
So he's looming over Soren right now, and yeah. And I go ahead with this rant. So basically then I will go ahead, do a quick jump up to get a little altitude over his ass, because I actually don't know how big he is compared to me. Because I'm a little 5 foot something compared to him.
7.5 feet tall.
All right, so I jump up just so I can be over his head when I go ahead and drop the double axe hammer from overhead.
Okay.
Bam! Did I hit?
You do, and it is like hitting brick.
Well, I figured as much. I don't know how tough he is.
He looks over his shoulders like, there's time for you still. All right. Steve, what are you doing?
First action, blast Jester.
Okay.
So that's 1 willpower for the blast, right?
If you want to knock him backwards, yes. To just hit him with a jet of flame, you don't need to spend any willpower.
If I knock him backwards, I should knock him off the plateau he's standing on, right?
Based on where he's at, you'd send him into the water.
Perfect. So, So that's 24 plus 3 dice, right?
Yes.
32. No sixes.
All right. Jester will try and dodge out of the way. You send this jet of flame at his feet, and he dives over it with metahuman quickness. And your second action?
Hold action for now.
So that brings us to Fireball. He's currently grappled by Mina, or tangled up in snakes, I should say. He will need to make an escape artist or brawn roll with a difficulty of 34 and 2 successes to break free, or a roll of 44 to break free. Okay, so just to clarify something, Fireball does have a corona of flame around him that is painful, but Mina is naturally resistant to fire damage, so while it hurts, it didn't do a ton of damage to her. Just 1 point.
Oh.
Okay. But he is going to use that fact, the fact that he is surrounded by flames, as a support to try and make his escape artist roll. Basically burn hot and try and burn the snakes off of him.
Like, get rid of them completely?
He still has to make an escape artist roll to do it, but that's just how I'm defining it.
It's thematic.
The reason I'm wondering, I'm probably going to screw myself saying this, is because my snakes can be cut off or burned off, and I'm wondering if I would lose that power. Like, would I lose the ability to shoot fire because he's burned off?
Well, these are your electrical snakes.
Oh, well, fuck it. That sucks.
And they do grow back.
Yeah, but we never specified the time that they grow back.
That's true. All right, and he will spend...
GM.
He will spend another point for flight and one more for an explosive roll because he does not want to be held down by Mina at all. He intensifies his heat, and he goes from burning red to burning white, and the snakes kind of hiss as they are burned off. He says, "This ain't working out. No, no, no. Without her help, we gotta get out of here, man." And he's going to hold his action. Soren, what are you doing?
All right, well, goes a little against Soren's nature, but Soren will lower his sword and say directly to Ox, "If you want to end this, we won't stop you from leaving. I'm even willing to heal the wounds so they'll stop bleeding." Since I assume he's still bleeding, he probably doesn't have a regeneration ability.
He says, "This isn't how it's supposed to go down. You can't threaten people," and runs up the hill to grab Jester and says, "Come on." And then we'll make an insane jump if no one stops him.
Ariana won't.
Mina won't.
All right. Fireball shoots on to keep up with Ox.
Where was the teacher during all this?
The teacher cut himself off by collapsing rock outcropping to block the water from the students he had poured off.
Had you previously said this?
Yes.
I didn't remember hearing that either.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he mentioned it before.
Yeah, basically between Soren's actions and Ariana's actions, he had enough time to create a wall by knocking down some stones.
Oh, I do remember that.
Okay. Yeah, but that kind of shut him off along with the other students.
So all of this is going to be not like anybody would snitch except Mina. But I was going to say, all of this is going to be just our word.
Like nobody, and nobody went ahead and recorded this fight, huh?
Like, was there... Were all the students walked out? It was just us?
Remember, it was like a torrential downpour. It's still raining. You know, your electronics are hosed. Your keyboard, toasted. Your iPod, toasted.
Damn!
Docking station, toasted.
Good thing she's rich.
Just as a side note, Soren will take a moment, look down at his sword, smile, because for the first time in a long time, he can simply just sheath it.
Ariana, after noting that her radio is damaged, her keyboard is damaged, actually, the clothes that she's wearing is damaged because... Probably. She's going to look for a nice big rock, and she's going to slam the fracking shit out of it. Hopefully break it into nice smaller rocks.
Well, since Since you made that pit, and then Reflection burned away so much of the water, you pretty much have your choice of outcroppings of things you want to slam into and wreck as far as the surroundings go.
Yeah, it's just to emphasize the fact that she's really pissed.
But believe me, that stone's going to crack and crumble.
I believe this is the part where I turn to Soren, and I'm like, why did you threaten people? Didn't we just have a conflict resolution class? Was it? He wasn't in that.
He wasn't in that.
Okay. But perhaps you should think about taking
a different class.
Well, he was in conflict resolution. You were in conflict avoidance.
Oh. Well, there you go. Didn't you just have a conflict resolution class? Why would you threaten people?
Would you like to see the burn scars on my chest?
You could have taken this to an administrator or anything. Like, it didn't have to... I'm not blaming you, but because of the two of you guys' inability to try and talk things out, like, look at all these people's lives that you've endangered. Or that you two have endangered.
Let me see if I understand this. Fireball attacks Steve, attacks Ariana, attacks Steve again, but it's my fault for threatening him.
I didn't say that this was directly your fault. I'm just expressing... That's a piece of my tank top. I'm just expressing, if you saw that there was some sort of animosity between the two of you, that perhaps you could have explored talking it out. Perhaps you could have explored going to see Mr. MacArthur together so that the two of you could work this out. Like, I 100% see this as more... 100%. I see this mainly as more of Fireball's fault, but I still think that there could have been a peaceful resolution here. I think the two of you should go see Mr. MacArthur together. Together. You know, after the two of you have tried to kill each other. Peace can still be sought.
Not really.
I'm going to still rally for peace, okay?
Well, the only thing I can really think of is that a cleaved head no longer plots.
Okay, get Miss MacArthur out of this pile of rocks he's in there.
I could take care of that.
Alright, so you kind of slog through the water and pull the boulder away. The water kind of rushes in. And, I mean, at this point, it's just like 2 or 3 feet tall, but it's standing water. And this is, again, it's an open channel, so it just kind of dissipates out. And you can see MacArthur is maybe 100 or so feet down, further away, with the other students on a rise that's large enough for everybody to stand.
All right, guys. Time to go home.
Ariana's just going to grab all her things and go. She's not going to say anything to anybody.
I will help Ariana carry things. And be just deeply apologetic.
Save it for later.
Reflection, you're going to say that to MacArthur?
Yeah.
He says, thank you, Jan. I didn't realize you were at the party.
He wasn't. He attacked me. Steve, Reflection.
You know, like all the other times he's attacked him. Then I'll turn and walk away. Not that the school seems to care.
And I think that is where we're going to cut it unless anyone wants to add anything.
That's fucked up. They just got, like, a whole slew of students, like, hey, fuck this guy. Yeah, fuck this guy. I guess that is high school. I didn't even go to high school, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds like high school.
Me in high school, I just went from class to class and went home. I didn't do anything.
I was homeschooled. No one ever said the American education system was good. Like, yeah, literally no one ever said that. I don't know. I'm having a hard time because I'm like, I don't want to fight with you, but like, you're wrong.
Well, that is kind of the crux of... I think that should be an ongoing theme between Mina and Soren. Right. Is finding what is that middle ground.
Good luck with that one.
Well, it's even though it's a game, it's cultural differences.
But that's what makes it an interesting game. Right?
Yes, indeed.
One of the things I try to pass on off is he wasn't raised to be an American. He doesn't have American ideals. He knows a lot about American pop culture because he was raised on 80s action movies.
No wonder you're so damn violent.
Yes, exactly. I do my best to portray him the way I made him.
Mikey ideals at 80s action movies. There is nothing a gun can't solve.
Right.
He just asked,
or in his case, his sword.
Did he just ask Odin to give him the strength to roundhouse kick that guy in the face?
Yes.
Where'd he get a fringe leather jacket from? No, sorry.
Yeah, your trench coat now has fringe on it. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
You know, I'm okay with that. Oh, I'm okay with that.
It's better if it's just on the back.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it pulls up the seam and then, like, you know.
Disgusting.
Let's put it this way. If we were in colder weather, then yes, he would totally have a leather jacket with fringe on it. But it's too warm to wear a jacket all the time, so he has to go a bit lighter.
The only thing Ariana has to say on the subject is that, look, we've had two incidences at the freaking place, and both times my stuff got screwed up.
That is a good point. Ariana's shit keeps getting broke.
God, yeah, that sucks.
Her bed got ruined. Now her keyboard and iPod.
And boombox.
And it's all been directly related to, like, things I've done.
Ah!
Or things I've wanted to do.
Well, she dropped the bed in the mud the first place.
No, I did that. She just dropped it, I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I did it to help somebody else. I thought I threw it in order to. I put it down in order to get Soren.
Right, and then you used the bed.
Oh, okay.
So, did people have fun?
Oh, it was fine. It was a blast. Ariana, I mean, I think Ariana's just kind of disconcerted the fact that Ox was able to take her blow the way she did, the way he did.
I mean. I definitely feel, like, emotionally invested because I'm all pissed off. I'm like, no, Fireball, we could have been friends!
Well, just keep in mind that you did manage to turn Autumn away from them.
You don't know that was Autumn.
I want to see later on, like Autumn passed by Soren in the hall and Soren's like, you enjoy the party?
I definitely wanted to make sure that with that role that Mina had a severe, like, I was like, this is going to be difficult. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, that needs to do something. Having Autumn actually back out and say, nope, I'm not a part of this.
I feel like that's, I mean, you would have probably not killed us, hopefully. Like that, I feel like that saved our asses.
Like, if you had gotten higher, I would have given you a choice between having Autumn switch sides.
Yeah, I was actually hoping for that.
Or one of the other people backing down, too.
I don't know if I was actually any help or not when I called out to Autumn, but I figured being the most aggressive of the group and trying to make peace might help.
Well, it wasn't great that you called her out by name. That amused me greatly, because in that situation, I would just feel panic and not really aggression, but something of that nature. He knows who I am! Fuck! Now he has to die.
If any of them truly believe that we wouldn't recognize them, then they're dumb.
Well, they're kids. So, yes.
Alright, well, if no one else has any other questions, we'll say goodnight, everyone.
Alright, see you around.
Alright, adios.
We hope you have enjoyed this presentation of the Three Rivers Academy. Our theme music is by Kevin MacLeod and is available online at incompetech.com.
I was trying to think of a Marla Singer line. Like, I haven't had anybody suck on my ass like that since that snake bit me.